Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at the article, Victoria, from Agent's Representative to Estate Agent License.
And if you're a Victorian agent who's been thinking about eventually running your own agency, this one is directly relevant to you.
So Victoria runs its real estate licensing on two levels. Level one is Agent's Representative. You can carry out real estate work, but always under the supervision of a licensed estate agent. The estate agent holds the legal responsibility for the agency and the trust account.
Which is the right setup when you're starting out. You're building experience and someone else is carrying the legal weight while you find your feet.
Right. The article describes it as the entry rung, and it is. But when you're ready to move up, the full estate agent license is what puts you in charge.
What actually changes when you get it?
Quite a bit. You can operate or manage your own agency, take legal responsibility for the business, run it in your own right rather than under another licensee. The article says for many Victorian professionals, this is the upgrade that moves them from employee to owner.
That's a real shift. What's the qualification you need to get there?
The Victorian Estate Agent License is built on the Diploma of Property, CPP 51122. For Victoria, it's 12 units. The diploma steps up into agency management, trust accounting, and the broader responsibilities that come with running a real estate business.
Trust accounting especially. You're talking about holding client money.
Exactly. The article calls it the heaviest part of the role. As a full estate agent, you carry legal responsibility for that trust account. The diploma covers trust accounting and agency management in depth, specifically so you're not learning the business side on the job.
How long does the diploma take to complete?
Archer delivers it online and self-paced, so you can keep working as an agent's representative while you study. The article says it's commonly completed in around 6 to 12 months, depending on how fast you work through the units.
That range is useful to know. 6 months if you push hard, up to 12 if life gets in the way. And the self-paced format means you're not putting your income on hold to do it.
You fit it around your schedule, which for most people doing this is still a full working week.
Okay, so you finish the diploma. What happens after that?
This is an important point the article makes clear. There are two separate steps. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognised qualification. Consumer Affairs Victoria issues the actual estate agent licence. They're two different things from two different bodies.
So finishing the course doesn't automatically hand you the licence?
No. You complete the diploma with Archer and then you apply to Consumer Affairs Victoria for the licence. And the article specifically says to confirm the current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria before you apply, because requirements can change.
Go to the source first, don't assume.
Good rule.
Let's talk about what actually changes day to day once you have the license. I think people focus on the qualification and don't always think about what the role looks like on the other side.
You carry legal responsibility for the agency and the trust account. That's the significant change. You also gain the authority to supervise agents' representatives, which is how most agencies grow their team.
And there's a mindset shift too, isn't there?
The article says it's as much about mindset as paperwork. You move from carrying out the work to being the person who answers for it. The diploma is designed to prepare you for exactly that shift, so you're ready before you're in the seat.
When does the article say someone is ready to make the move?
Four clear signals. You want to operate or manage your own agency in Victoria. You're ready to take on the legal responsibility of running a real estate business. You want to hold a trust account and supervise your own staff. And you're ready to stop working under another licensed estate agent.
If those four things are true, the timing is right.
That's the test.
What's the one thing someone listening should do after this?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It goes deeper and links to related guides on the career path. And when you're ready to get started, Archer offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call the team on 1800 069 273.
And always confirm the current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria before you apply. Thanks for listening.